KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Well, getting home is taking a while for those travelling on the N2 near Umtloti. Taxi operators are staging a protest over the impounding of their vehicles. They're blocking both sides of the highway.
On the M27 Umtloti, that is affecting the N2 Tongat. The bound that is currently affected is the bound that is coming from Impangeni towards Durban. So there is a blockade at the moment. We've got traffic officers and SAPS and Durban Metro on scene just to assist with the free flow of traffic. There is a longer backlog of traffic due to that blockade.
That's the road traffic inspectorate, Cindy Msimang. Some of the videos taken earlier by affected travellers showed motorists stuck in the jam, exiting their cars to look at the convoy of white minibuses barricading the lanes near the Tongaat Toll Plaza. The Taxi Council Santaco says the operators are unhappy about the police's Operation Shanela, which has been targeting minibus taxis. The Taxi Council's KZN spokesperson, Sfiso Shangase.
The complaint is that they should not be doing that on the basis that the department itself does have receipts which were not processed over a period of a year, because some of them are carrying receipts which are dating back to 2023, whereas they were supposed to have obtained their operating licenses now from the Department of Transport. Hence, they are now venting their anger and frustration then on the road because their vehicles have been impounded just because of that.
It's all hands on deck to clean up the storm-ravaged Margate and other parts of the south coast. Rescue and mop-up operations have continued this afternoon after heavy rains lashed Reinkonyeni, Umzumbe and Mdoni on Sunday evening into Monday. Five people have been killed and there's extensive damage caused to homes, businesses and infrastructure. 250 millimetres of rain was recorded at Margate Airport on Sunday night. Ugu District Municipal Spokesperson Franz Zama.
Today mainly was to clean up the areas and be able to open up in terms of traffic that goes through the areas, and also identify the, even the extent of damage. And today we also deployed our engineers to also conduct estimations of the cost. There is a preliminary report of which I think by tomorrow we should be able to have a conclusive indications in terms of what will these damages that have taken place at Margate will cost.
There's a call for more resources to be urgently allocated to the mental health sector. It's coming from the South African Depression Anxiety Group, which says only 1 in 10 people currently has access to treatment. The organization's Fatima Sidat says SADC alone receives between 2,000 to 3,000 calls a day.
When you look at the numbers in comparison to the amount of money that's put towards mental health care, it doesn't make sense for us to sit quietly and watch this. When we receive calls from numerous people on a daily basis seeking assistance, desperately in need of help, and they aren't able to get the help because they can't afford, and if they do use public health care systems, they either are not being helped or they have not enough beds.
Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. It's the battle of the top two in the IPL. The Rajasthan Royals are taking on KKR. Harry Kane looking forward to facing Arsenal again tomorrow in the Champions League quarterfinals. And Luke Donald brings Thomas Bjorn on board as European Ryder Cup vice-captain.